Yo. What time is it? It is 19:30. The time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. Do I know what day this is? Yeah, it's Tuesday. I'm good. And I had a brutal night, but I did manage to get some sleep. Sometime this morning. Got a couple hours. Sleeping off and on, doing weird stuff, couldn't fall asleep. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, here I am. And I'm watching the pregame show. I'm waiting for football to start. Waiting for my World Cup to start. But that's not going to start for a while. Oh, I need to wake up. Oh, jeez. Why am I tired? Oh, that's right. Because I didn't sleep or the damn. So I'll drink some iced tea instead. And it's delicious. Oh, right, so I can't sit here and watch Alexi Lalas say stupid stuff, and I guarantee you he is, in fact, saying stupid stuff. So instead, what are we going to do right now? We're going to open my mail. I got one thing in the mail today. Here it is. Got one thing in the mail today. And it's, is it junk mail? Yeah, technically it's junk mail. I don't want this. But I'm curious about it. I have received something that's time sensitive. It says so right on it. Attention, time sensitive for addressee only. Registered documents. Registration number 07901925816895 K8FMS. Now, is that a 0 or an O? We can't tell. Probably 0. Looks like the other 0. BC0. Are these numbers important? No, these are just random numbers. These are not registered documents. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're registered or not. This is not registered mail. It doesn't matter if this document is registered, because it's only registered with the sendee. And who has sent this to me? The National Rifle Association of America, Fairfax, Virginia. Addressed to me, with my name on it. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you're one of those gun nut NRA freaks. No, I'm not. I am not a gun nut. Although I do have some historical antique reproduction firearms, just two. I have a cowboy style boot gun, percussion caps, and I've got a Victorian parlor pistol. So why is the NRA sending me stuff? Well, they're getting my name from the people that I get my antique reproduction guns from, namely Dixie Gunworks. So anyway, let's open this up and see what the NRA wants from me. Probably money. Join our club. Give us some money. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. All right. The envelope is open. What do we got in here? Okay. There's a lot of stuff in this envelope. Okay, I think I got it all. Registered documents, my ass. Dear Tobe, when someone hits you and attacks your freedoms, you fight back. Do I? And right now, hundreds of gun-hating politicians, judges, and media elites are doing everything in their power to sabotage and destroy your freedoms. No, they're not. They're attacking your freedoms in the courts. This is underlined. They're attacking your freedoms in the court. They're attacking in cities and small towns all across America. They're attacking in the states, the media, even in Congress. Blah, blah, blah. They've spent decades passing anti-gun regulations. No, they haven't. Packing our courts with gun-hating judges. What, like in the Supreme Court? And they're promising to fight on and never surrender and blah, 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 lots of crap. Please answer and return your survey today. But I need you to act now. Who is I? By answering this survey today, you're drawing a line in the sand. Propaganda cracks me up. Making it clear to politicians across America that you are not going to stand by while extremists threaten your individual liberties. Which extremists are threatening my individual liberties? What? Your survey answers offer crystal clear proof that if they push gun and ammo bans, sky-high taxes on gun purchases, and other attacks on your freedoms, then they risk defeat in the next election. Guns can't be banned. This is America. Ammo can't be banned. Sky-high taxes on gun purchases. Well, you know, there's nothing in the Constitution that says they can't put exorbitant tax on guns. The other thing I don't need to worry about is my guns aren't covered by any of this. Nobody cares about antique reproduction firearms, black powder firearms. You know, there is no ammunition. Since there's no cased ammunition, these guns fall under different laws, much, much less stringent laws. Let me put it to you this way. You don't need a permit to buy a black powder gun. You can walk into any store like Cabela's or Bass Pro Shop or sometimes even Walmart. And you can just buy black powder rifles. You don't need a permit to buy them. You don't need to register the guns. You don't need a license. You don't need anything. So this is just a bunch of hype. What's on the back of this letter? So please, blah, blah, blah. A lot of stuff is underlined. A lot of stuff is in bold. A lot of stuff is in all caps. They're trying to scare me. It's not working. All right, what is this? Blah, blah, blah. Plus, you'll receive valuable NRA 5-star benefits that give you back far more than you pay in dues. Yeah, so they're trying to get me to join the NRA and return this survey. And if I join today, as a bonus gift, they'll give me a razor-sharp rosewood handle pocket knife. Typical kind of buck knife. It looks like junk. It's probably Chinese crap. You get what you pay for when it comes to knives, kids. I look forward to hearing from you today. And thank you for your fast reply and for your steadfast loyalty to the cause of liberty. Yours in freedom, Wayne LaPierre, Executive Vice President of the NRA. Isn't that exciting? Okay, so I got... Here's a business reply mail envelope that I can send my stuff back in if I so am and so inclined. Here's a little leaflet. Join, save, and get a free gift. Act now. Receive this bonus gift, NRA's Rosewood Handle Pocket Knife. It's a piece of junk, and it'll break the first time you use it, but it's free. No, it's not free. It's covered in the cost of my subscription. That's a 50-cent knife. Jeez, what a piece of junk. All right, so here's the survey. Oh, it's big. It's thick. It is... How do I work it? I don't understand how to open it. They folded it backwards. I don't think these guys are real bright. So it's a 2-page survey. Let's see what it says. Registered to me under that fake number. Instructions. Using a pen. I should fill it in pencil. Please answer each question below. Once you've completed the survey, please sign and date it, fold it, and return it in the envelope provided. Thank you. Do you agree that the Second Amendment guarantees your individual right to own a firearm? I don't think that's a matter of agreement. I've read the Constitution. It does. It says they're right there. I don't need to agree with it or not. Do you support confirmation of pro-Second Amendment judges to the U.S. Supreme Court and the lower federal courts? My options here are yes, no, or no opinion. I don't know. I don't know if I have an opinion on that. Let's just keep it balanced. Do you support laws that protect your fundamental right to use a firearm and to defend yourself and your loved ones from a violent criminal attacker? I don't need to have an opinion on this because Nebraska is a Castle Doctrine state. Should Congress and the states eliminate so-called gun-free zones that leave innocent citizens defenseless against terrorists and violent criminals? Gun-free zones are very bizarre, I have to admit. The closest one I have is the park that's around the corner from my house down by the golf course in the ravine. That is a gun-free zone. And the reason it's a gun-free zone is for the same reason that parks are gun-free zones everywhere. They don't want drug dealers hanging out in parks. I don't believe a terrorist is going to come and find me in the park. And I'll be in the park going, oh no, if I only had my gun. Should Congress pass national right to carry reciprocity so that law-abiding permit holders can exercise their right to self-defense when traveling outside their home state? Huh. I don't know if I have an opinion there or not. I don't travel that much, so I don't know. Do you oppose any United Nations treaty that strips the U.S. of its sovereignty and gives UN diplomats the power to regulate every rifle, pistol, and shotgun you own? Oh, yeah. The alt-right is apparently afraid that the United Nations is going to take over America. I don't know how they're going to do this, but they could make a treaty. We wouldn't sign the treaty. Do you oppose any United Nations treaty that strips the U.S. of its sovereignty? Why would anybody in the U.N. who was American sign that? Why would... That's never going to happen. Question 7. The anti-gun media claims that most gun owners support mandatory national gun registration. Do you agree that law-abiding citizens should be forced to submit to mandatory gun registration or else forfeit their guns and their freedom? Pretty much. Should NRA direct critical resources, blah, blah, blah. Would you vote to re-elect a member of the Congress? Blah, blah, blah. Will you authorize the NRA to use your survey answers to fight for your fundamental right to own a firearm for shooting, hunting, and personal protection? Will you fight for your freedom? Yeah, here's the 11th question. Will you fight for your freedom by joining the NRA today? I am dry. Oh, my throat is so dry. Wow. This is a stupid survey. It's just full of loaded questions. Hype questions. Fear-mongering questions. I will not be fear-mongered. And then the other half of this survey is basically... Yes, check this box. Yes, I'm returning my signed copy of the National Gun Owners Action Survey and joining the NRA. Thank you. Choose your membership. 1 year for $30, 3 years for $75, 5 years for $100, and then there's a box underneath. Check here if you do not want your free knife. Oh my God, that's funny. Choose your NRA magazine. Because when you join the NRA, what you're really doing is subscribing to a magazine. And your choices are Shooting Illustrated, American Rifleman, American Hunter, or America's First Freedom. You gotta be joking me. That's all you got? And yeah, that's about it. So the NRA wants me to join. And being as it costs money, they can bite my shiny metal ass. Because I just don't have any spare money to send them. And any spare money I have, I'm going to spend it on guns. Not really. Any spare money I have, I'm going to spend it on pizza. The funny thing is, I'm sitting right here. And I am within arm's reach of my guns. It's in fact, right here. Ba-boom, ba-boom. I am now holding my Victorian pocket pistol. I just cocked it. Click. It's very little. Beep, beep, pew, beep, beep, pew. You will often hear me refer to this as my baby gun. Not because it's for shooting babies. It's, you know, for babies to shoot, you know, other people. And I, you know, they could shoot other babies, I suppose. You know, like in a baby gang drive-by shooting. And if you were to see this gun, you would laugh. You'd think, is that a toy? Yeah, I realize it looks like a toy. And essentially, it is. These were toys back in the Victorian era. Back when guns got popular. The Victorians, rich people who were bored, would build little shooting galleries in their houses. Because remember, no TV, no internet, no radio, no nothing to do. Let's shoot guns. Okay. And so they invented these tiny, tiny little pistols that shot small BBs. And they used percussion caps to do so. So you don't put any powder in this gun. It doesn't use cased ammunition, doesn't use a bullet. Basically, what you do is you muzzle load a BB, and it is a lead ball, not a copper-coated BB like we have today. And then you breech load a shotgun primer in the back. And so you have this one-shot BB gun back, and it is fun. And yes, I do like to shoot it in my house. I will shoot it in my basement. But normally I go outside. And this is just one reason why I wish I lived in Victorian times. You know? What are we going to do today? Let's just sit in the parlor and shoot in the shooting gallery. Hey, that sounds like a fun idea. Bang, 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 bang. Yeah, the Victorian age was fun. All kinds of good stuff was still legal and fun to do, and you could just have guns in your house. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, I would love to go back in time and live in the Victorian era for many bizarre, bizarre reasons. And I have one particular reason in mind that I can't even say out loud, because people will just say, oh my God, you're just a sick pervert. That's not even remotely true. Well, it might be remotely true, but that's neither here nor there. This game is getting ready to start. The teams are out on the field. They're singing national anthems. They're showing the fans in the stands clapping. Look at them clap. The children are coming off the field. The escorts, they're all holding hands and running off in a train. The banners are being taken off the field. We're going to get ready to go here in a second. Boy. So, anywho, I got a bunch of stuff I need to do today. I was supposed to go to the store last night, and I kind of forgot. Yeah, I was going to go at 8:30, and then I remembered at like 9:30, and the store I wanted to go to closes at 9, and then I didn't want to go to Hy-Vee, which is open all night, and blah, 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 and I thought maybe I should, but then I didn't, and then blah. So do I even have any food? I'm sure I have something in the way of food. Oh, I don't know. So I got to go to the store and buy a bunch of stuff. And I need to go to the other store and buy some stuff. What do I need to buy? Oh, yeah. Razors, shaving stuff. And I was going to get something else. Now I can't remember what it was. Maybe Kleenex? I don't know. So I got to go to the food store. I got to go to the drug store. I got to go to... there seems like there was one other place I was supposed to go today. Why can I not think of what it is? I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, no, it doesn't. I've been sitting here with my glasses off. Let's put my glasses on. And check the TV schedule real quick before this game starts. Bloop, 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 bloop. Hey, Wimbledon is on. See, it says the 2018 Wimbledon Championships. But what game are they playing? Oh, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Tobe, you can just assume it's tennis because Wimbledon is a tennis club. Wimbledon is a club for two sports. Tennis is only one of them. What is the other game that they play at Wimbledon? That's the trivia question today. If you know it, type it in the Anon Radio Room of Calm right now. The other sport that is played at Wimbledon. And just checking here, looks like we're going to have tennis today. Boring, boring. Okay, you got 10 more seconds to try to think of what other sport is played at Wimbledon. Oh, Jersey Shore is still on. That just scares me. How is that possible? Who is watching that? Is it other people from New Jersey? Oh my God. How to Stuff a Wild Bikini is on TCM. Gross. Then Kissin' Cousins. Gross. And then Dangerous When Wet, which is not as risque as it sounds. That's an Esther Williams movie. Oh, then the classic King Kong. And then On the Waterfront. Then Philadelphia Story. Yeah, so we got all kinds of classic stuff on Turner Classic Movies tonight. That's not what I'm looking for. What's on my movie channel? We got Reds. We got Gallipoli. We got Spartacus. Which Spartacus? All right. Kirk Douglas, Laurence Olivier, Tony Curtis, Gene Simmons. I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. I'm Wimbledon. No, I'm Wimbledon. Okay, here we are. We're back to the Wimbledon question. Do you know what other game is played at Wimbledon? The answer is croquet. Wimbledon is the All England Tennis and Croquet Club. I would love to go. Hey, Spartacus is starting in right now. I don't feel like watching Spartacus, though. And didn't I just watch it not too long ago? Like last month? Or maybe it was a couple months ago. I don't know. I should have it start a calendar and write down what days I watch what movies, just so I can keep track of how many times I watch a particular movie in a year and when they air it. I really should start doing that. I really should. Now, is there any Godzilla going on up here on the Godzilla channel? No, but there's some roller derby. Ooh, Flash Gordon, The Peril from Planet Mongo. A sweet Buster Crab movie. Maybe we'll check that out later. Ooh, Foxy Brown is also on. And coffee. And then nothing worth watching. Okay. So there's not a whole heck of a lot of good stuff on TV today other than football, which has started. So maybe I'll watch, I don't know, some more YouTube videos of Sand Marble Rally. Last night I was watching some guys race Hot Wheels cars again. I'm really into those guys. I've been watching a lot of their videos. Oh boy. YouTube. What a national treasure. All right, we're 3 minutes into the game. The score is 0-0. I'm very thirsty. I'm trying to remember what else I was going to do today. So delicious. Oh, I was going to say, I got to go out to eat tonight. No, that's tomorrow. I'm going to go out to eat with my dad. And I haven't had Frank's Pizza in forever. And I know my dad likes Frank's Pizza, so we could go to Frank's. But on the other hand, I do know that due to the pancreatitis stuff. Oh, yeah, my dad's pancreatitis was apparently caused by a gallstone. And so my dad needs to watch what he eats a little bit more. And so I think greasy food is a little bit out of the question. So pizza is probably a no. I don't know. Maybe we'll go to the Greek restaurant. Jim and Jenny's Greek Village. Yum, 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 yum. We always go there. And gee, I haven't been there in... How long has it been? Has it been a month? I think the laws of the universe dictate that I need to go there at least once a month. And I haven't been there in a while. What do I want? Do I want a hamburger? Do I want souvlaki? The hamburgers are so good at Jim and Jenny's. That's kind of what I want. I kind of want souvlaki, though, too. I kind of want a gyro. I kind of want a chicken gyro. I kind of want... So much fun stuff. So much yumminess. If you come to Omaha and you need to find a good place to eat, make sure you email me or get a hold of me in some way. And I will tell you how to get to the best restaurants. Or at least I'll just tell you the names of them so then you can punch them into your Uber. Or punch them into your GPS or your MapQuest, your Bing, your app. If you have a restaurant app, you can find it on your app. God, now I'm getting kind of hungry. Maybe I should go to the store. I don't know. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that wonders whether or not I should go to the store every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta watch this game and then go do a bunch of stuff, so I gotta get out of here. Tune in tomorrow for all the usual wackiness. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?